I wanted to discuss the topic of Thanksgiving and particularly Alla Nisim. And it begins with a Gemara. This is the Gemara. It's Gemara Masechet Shabbos, where the Gemara states, Ibayaluhu, Ma'ol haskir shel Chanukah beberchas. Should one recite Al Hanisim in Berachas Hamazon? Since it's only midrabanan, lo mitkarinan, there's no chiyuv to insert Al Hanisim in Berachas Hamazon. O Dilma Mishum Persume Nisa, or do you say that since there's an inyan of Persume Nisa, mat karina, you must recite Al Hanisim in benching? So that's the question the Gemara raises. Should you or should you not say Al Hanisim in benching? That's the first Gemara. The next line, Amar Rava, Amar Rav Schora, Amar Rav Huna. Eino maskir. He says you don't need to say it. V'imbala haskir. And if you say it, maskir behoda. Say it in hoda, in noda. Then the Gemara says, Rav Huna bar Yehuda ikla be Rava. Rav Huna bar Yehuda visited the house of Rava. Savar lat kure beboni Yerushalayim. And he thought maybe he would say Al Hanisim in the third bracha, Bonei Yerushalayim. So Amalu Rav Sheshes corrects him and says, no, kitzvila. You say it where you say Al Hanisim in davening. Matzvila behoda, just like Al Hanisim is said in hoda in modim, af berchas hamazon behoda. So too, berchas hamazon must be recited in hoda, in noda. So that's the Gemara. There are four steps to the Gemara. Again, the question is, should you recite Al Hanisim in benching? Rava says you don't need to, but if you do, you do it in Noda. Rav Huna thought to say it in Bonei Yerushalayim, and Rav Sheshes corrects him and says, you got to say it in Noda, just like you do in Tefillah. So the question becomes, what exactly is the idea of Al Hanisim? What are we fulfilling when we recite Al Hanisim? And when you look at the Gemara seems to bring two possibilities. So we'll ask the Chakira the question like this. Is Al Hanisim a kiyum in Persume Nisa? Or is Al Hanisim a kiyum in Hodah, in Thanksgiving? So our topic, which is about Al Hanisim, is it a prayer of Thanksgiving, is really a question. Is Al Hanisim a kiyum in Persume Nisa, or is it a kiyum in Hodah in Thanksgiving? And this seems to be, at first glance, part of the suffix of the Gemara. The Gemara says, O Dilma Mishum Persume Nisa, should one recite Al Hanisim on Chanukah because of Persume Nisa, to spread the nes, to spread the miracle, to spread the message of Chanukah? That seems to be the second possibility in the Gemara. And then Rava, quoting Rav Schora in the name of Rav Huna, says, you don't need to, but if you do it, you should do it in Hoda'ah, which sounds like there's something there in that response that seems to place Al Hanisim in Hoda'ah in Modim, which means that it sounds like it's a din of Hoda'ah of Thanksgiving. It would appear that this is a machlokas rishonim in the very simple pshat in the Gemara. You see, there's a very fundamental question on this Gemara. The question that Rashi and Tosfos ask is, why are we beginning the Gemara with the question, should you say Al Hanisim in Berachas HaMazon? Well, one second, we're missing something. What about saying Al Hanisim in tefillah, in davening? What happened to that question? So Tosfos will begin, which is right here in front of you. Ma'o lahaskir shel Chanukah beberchas hamazon, b'tfila pshitale. In davening, oh, that's simple, that's pashut, the maskir, that you have to say Al Hanisim. Mishum de tfila b'tziburhu. Tfila is b'tzibur. V'ika persume nisa. And there's persume nisa. Aval beberchas hamazon. But when it comes to saying al anisim and benching should be bias. That's in the house. Leka persume nisa kulehat. So when one looks at Tosfos, it's very clear that Tosfos is assuming that al anisim is fundamentally for persume nisa. And therefore, in davening, you gotta do al anisim because that's betzibor, that's in public, that's in shul, there are other people around. Persume nisa, it's there. Obviously, you got to say al anisim in davening. The only question the Gemara raises is what about in benching? You're at home, you're in the privacy of your own home, no one's around, it's not by the window, it's not by the doorway, you're benching at your dining room table. Should you say al anisim? There's not so much persume nisa, and therefore, says Tosfos, maybe you shouldn't. So for Tosfos, the idea of al hanisim is clear. It's a way of being mefarsim, the nes of Hanukkah. However, Rashi implies a different approach. Rashi says, Beberchas al-Mazon, Bitzfila pshitalan, Share lahalal ulahoda'a nikvu. Obviously, when it comes to davening, obviously you're going to say al anisim. Why? Because it was lahalal ulhoda nikvu, and you got to do hoda in tefillah. The question is in benching. So there's some ambiguities to that approach. But what's clear in Rashi so far, and we'll see again in a moment Rashi earlier in the parak, is that according to Rashi, Lahalal ulahoda'a nikvu. The purpose of Hanukkah is lahalal ulahoda'a. And therefore, obviously in davening, you're going to recite al hanisim as a form of hoda'a. This is something which is in a famous Gemara, and that's how Rashi explains it. When the Gemara asks famously in the beginning of the sugya of my Hanukkah, where it says, what is Hanukkah all about? To Tanu Rabbanan, the Gemara in Chaf Aleph from the Beis in Masechta Shabbos. B'chafei b'kislev yomei d'chanukah tamnin inon. There are 8 days of Hanukkah, which begin on the 25th of Kislev. D'lo l'mispid b'hom v'lo l'sanas b'hom. You can't do haspedim, you can't fast. Shech shenichnesu yivanim l'hecha. When the yivanim entered into the hecha, timu kol hashmanim shebehecha, they violated, they made impure all the oil of the hecha. Uchshagavra malchus beis chashmunai, and when the malchus of the beis chashmunai overcame the Jews, beis chashmunai v'nitzchem overcame the goyim. Batku v'lo matzu al pach echad shel shemen. They found one pach of shemen shayamunach b'chosamo shel kohen gadol. They only had one sheer hadlaka of lighting, nasa bones, a miracle happened, and it lasted for 8 days. And here the Gemara ends, and this is the main point that I want to bring out. L'shana acharis, the next year, kavum ve'asum yamim tovim b'halal v'hoda. They made them Yomim Tovim b'halal b'hoda'a. Says Rashi, what does that mean? They made them halal, they made them days of halal b'hoda'a, says Rashi. Hachi gar sinan, v'asam yomim tovim b'halal b'hoda'a lo sha'asur b'malacha. It's not prohibited to do malacha on Chanukah. Shelo nikbu el likros halal. They were instituted for kriyas halal. V'lomar al hanisim b'hoda'a, says Rashi. What does the Gemara mean that it was instituted as a day of Hodah, as a day of thanksgiving? Says Rashi, this is a reference to the Al Hanisim that's recited on Chanukah. The first thanksgiving took place many, many years ago, in the days of Chanukah. As the Gemara says, it was a day, there were days that were instituted as days of thanksgiving, as days to say halal the hoda'a. And what is hoda'a, says Rashi? Hoda'a is al hanisim. So it appeared that Rashi is clear. Rashi holds that hoda'a al hanisim is fundamental to what we do on Chanukah. And therefore, it's recited in tefillah, and that was never the question that the Gemara was asking. Okay. This brings us to a number of Rishonim that discuss the nature of Al HaNisim. Let's look at the Mordechai for a moment, where the Mordechai says, Maskir behoda, v'chein amadavar. You have to recite Al HaNisim in Hoda'a, and that's what we do. L'haskir Al HaNisim b'tfila behoda'a, u'berchas hamazim b'noda lecha. V'tayma, says the Mordechai, why? Mishum da'al HaNisim hoda'ahi. Al HaNisim is hoda'a, is thank you. V'lo tfila, and not tfila. And therefore, according to the Mordechai, that is the proper place. The Beis Yosef in Simon Tov Resh Pei Beis, echoing a similar sentiment where it's bolded. You'll see it right here, and I'll put my mouse over this. The Perek Bava Madlikin Mefarish Taima Mishum Debein Betzvila Bein Beberchas Mazon Tzarach La'omer Beberchas Hoda Mishum Dechule Milsa Dechanaka Ikra Hoda'a. Okay, notice the line that the entire idea of Chanukah is Ikra Hoda'a, and therefore one must recite Al HaNisim in Hoda'a. However, I want to make a point in the opinion of the Mordechai, the Beis Yosef. It would appear that both of them are explaining the Gemara, particularly the Shita of Rava that we saw earlier. When Rava said in the name of Schora, in the name of Huna, that Eino Maskir Vimbala Haskir Maskir Behoda'a. It would appear that the opinion of the Beis Yosef is explaining Shitas Rava in the name of Rav Huna. Now, as we indicated earlier, Rava in the name of Rav Huna seemed to have said that the idea of Al HaNisim is indeed one of Hoda'a. And therefore you're Maskir Behoda'a. So it leaves a question, which is that something that everyone agrees to? As we learned in the Gemara, there were opinions that disagreed with Rava. Okay. So now, we did see that there is an opinion that says you don't do it in Hoda'a, you do it elsewhere. You do it in Bona Yerushalayim. An indication that maybe there's something else going on in the sugya. Let us ask a question, and we'll circle back to these possibilities. Let us ask the following question. What is pshat, according to Rashi, that there's no obligation to say Al HaNisim in Noda? Tosos explained that Al HaNisim is to accomplish Pursume Nisa. And to accomplish Pursume Nisa, says Tosos, maybe it's not appropriate or necessary to do it in benching, because benching is private. It's in your own home. That we understand Tosos' suffix of the Gemara. But Rashi said that the purpose of Al HaNisim is because of Hoda'a, and the purpose of Chanukah is because of Hoda'a. So the question begs itself, why wouldn't you say Hoda'a in benching? If the entire idea of Chanukah is Hoda'a, is one of Thanksgiving, why don't we say Al HaNisim in benching? What is that question of the Gemara? Okay. So perhaps the answer to that question is based on a fundamental distinction between benching and tefillah. Tefillah, we know, tefillah is davening. Davening, you have license, not just license, you must say shavach, bakasha, hoda'a. That is tefillah. That is the essence of tefillah. What is benching? Well, benching is a mitzvah d'oraisa, right? It's a chiyuv of bracha for someone who ate food and to thank Hashem for the food he ate. Now, as you'll notice, which is not for now, but it's a whole different topic, you'll notice that a lot of benching is focusing on Eretz Yisrael. Why does that connect to benching? And the answer is because typically when we'll be zocha to return to the land of Israel, b'karov b'yameinu. When you eat food, you'll be eating from Peros Haaretz, from the Michyas Haaretz, from the land and from the fruit of the land. And therefore, not only do we thank Hashem for the food we eat, we thank Hashem for the land that He gave us. So it makes sense that in benching, which is a mitzvah d'oraisa, like any other tarayag mitzvahs, we incorporate not just thank you, Hashem, for the food, but ala aret hashanas alach on the land that He gave you. That makes sense. But why in the world would you start talking about random topics in the middle of benching? Benching is a mitzvah. Benching is a bracha that you recite on eating food on the land of Israel. There's no place for random thank yous. It's not like tefillah, and that exactly is the question the Gemara is raising. I understand in tefillah, says Rashi, you say hoda'a, because tefillah is shavach b'kasha v'hoda'a. So we add hoda'a of al hanisim, referring to the nes of Hanukkah. But benching? Benching is a mitzvah. It's like putting on tefillin. It's like lighting candles. You don't start saying al hanisim when you put on your tefillin. You don't say al hanisim when you light candles. Candles for Shabbos, not Hanukkah candles. So that's the question the Gemara raises. Should there be an obligation to insert al hanisim in Berachas HaMazon, which is a random mitzvah, thanking Hashem for the Nes of Hanukkah? Okay. So here is the question. If what I said is correct, that benching is a mitzvah like any other mitzvah. It's like putting on tefillin. And you don't say al hanisim when you put on tefillin. You don't say al hanisim when you light Shabbos candles. But why do we say al aviyava? Why are we saying al aviyava? Yal aviyava on Rosh Chodesh, yal aviyava on Yom Tov, ritzeva achlitzeinu on Shabbos. That seems strange. Why do we insert that? So the answer is, the Gemara explains, and we'll come back to it hopefully soon. There's something called me'ein hama'ura, which means davening and benching, we show kavod to the day that we are living, that we are celebrating. We tip our hat to the day. So on Yom Tov, we say al v'yavo, it's Chag HaSukkos, it's Pesach. On Shabbos, we'll say it's Shabbos. In davening, you know, we'll mention that it's Shabbos, showing respect to the day that we're living. So when it comes to Yom Tov, when it comes to Shabbos, there's something called Me'ein Hama'ura. And you have to, Baruch Hashem, Me'ein Shel Yom, we'll see the Gemara. The Gemara says you got to thank Hashem for each day. So we mention those days when it comes to the holidays of the year. And therefore, we do recite Yalav Yavo. We do recite Ritzei in benching. Now, here is the next question. The Gemara had said, let's just flip back for a moment. The Gemara had said, why don't you say Yala V'yavo in benching? Kevan Dimidra Banan, right where my mouse is, if you see that, right over here. Kevan Dimidra Banan Hu, Lo Mitzkarina. Since it's Midra Banan, you don't need to say Al Hanisa. 1 second. Since it's Dira Banan, since when don't we say, you know, things for rabbinic, you know, why wouldn't we recite something for a rabbinic institution? Why won't we say anything to respect the rabbinic institution? That's strange. Because Chanukah is the Rabbanan, you don't say Al Hanisim. Because Chanukah is the Rabbanan, you don't say Al Hanisim. What's wrong with Chanukah being Durabanan? Why wouldn't you say Al Hanisim if Chanukah is Durabanan? So I think the answer to that question is the following. How do you understand the nature of Chanukah? Is Chanukah actually a Yantif? Is Chanukah a day that has, we'll call, Kedushas Hayom? Does it have a holiness to the day? Is it a yantif? Is it a moed? should Hanukkah be considered a moed? And I think that's the fundamental question. Perhaps what the Gemara is saying is that although we say Yala V'Yava for Rosh Chodesh, for Yantif, we say Tzei on Shabbos, we mention Me'ein HaMa'ura, we show our respects to the holidays when you're davening, when you're benching. That's only if there's a chalos, where it's considered a moed, where it's considered a yantif. Perhaps what the Gemara is saying is midrabanan, it's a rabbinic institution. Rabbinic institutions, in their core nature, are different than midaraisa obligations. The araisas create a certain chatsa, a certain chalos to the day. Rabbinic institutions are put upon us by the rabbis to celebrate on the Gavra, to say halal v'hodah. But its core nature, the nature of Hanukkah, is unchanged. It's not that there's a kedushas hayom to the very essence of that day. And therefore, it may not be needed. You wouldn't need to recite Me'ein HaMa'ura. Soloveitchik assumes pashat, that there's no kedushas hayom to Hanukkah. And we'll see a number of nafkaminos based on that. So what we have here, just to summarize, is the following. Tosos explains the suffix of the Gemara, should one recite Al-Hanisim or not in benching, is the following. Al-Hanisim is for the purpose of Pirsumei Nisim. Obviously, in davening, you need to be Mefarsim Denes. It's Betzibor, it's in public. In fact, I saw that Rav Soloveitchik had a question, if you daven in private, if you daven biyachidus, maybe things should change. But obviously, tefillah b'tzibur, it makes sense to say al hanisim persume nisim. Rashi seemed to take a different approach, that al hanisim is for hoda'a, is to show thank you. And how we explained why dafka in davening, because davening is a place of shavach b'kasha v'hoda'a, it's a catch-all for anything. Berachas HaMazon is a mitzvah d'oraisa of Berachas HaMazon for the food you ate. The only reason to recite Yala V'Yava and Ritzei in Berachas HaMazon is Me'ein HaMa'ura. And that's the question the Gemara says. If it's Pirsumei Nisa, that's one thing, but if it's not Pirsumei Nisa, why would you say it? You'd only say it because it's Me'ein HaMa'ura, and that requires Kedusha Sayom. If there's no Kedusha Sayom, there's no Chiyuv to say Me'ein HaMa'ura. And Rashi explains that if it's Midrabanan, like the Rav assumed, there's no Kedusha Sayom, Chanukah is Derabanan, there's no Kedusha Sayom. If there's no Kedusha Sayom, there's no institution of saying Al Hanisim Me'ein HaMa'ura. That's how Rashi would learn this Gemara. I want to mention a couple of Nafkaminos. Very interesting. I would say more interesting, not really Halach L'maisa, but interesting nafkaminos, how you view Al Hanisim. Is it Pirsumei Nisa or is it Hoda'a? Well, what if a person is stuck on an island? I see there's one person who's bold enough to have his picture here. He's stuck on an island, my good friend Reb Ruby, and you're stuck on an island and you got nothing. You got literally nothing. However, if you spend a lot of money, and Reb Ruby, you sell the shirt off your back, you can purchase a candle, and you can purchase a birkon, something to say benching. Must you sell the shirt off your back to buy a bencher so you can say Al Hanisim? We know typically that when it comes to mitzvos, you have to spend 20%, you have to add a lot of money, but it's limited in terms of your entire expense. You do not need to spend all your money. You do not need to spend all your money on buying a mitzvah. But for candles, for Al Hanisim, maybe you would need to. Maybe that would be obligated. If Al Hanisim is, like Tosos says, is basically a chiyuv of Pirsumei Nisa, You don't have a bencher. You don't have a sitter. I always thought to myself, what would I want on an island if I had nothing else? I had a choice to have one book. What would you want? What sefer would you want? So I thought I think I would want an art school sitter. An art school sitter. It has benching. It has davening. It has al anisim. It has everything you need to function as a Jew. According to this, you must sell the shirt off your back to make sure you have a bencher, to make sure you have a sitter, so you could perform al hanisim, you can recite al hanisim, and be mekayim persumenisa, which requires selling the shirt off your back. Now, another possible nafkamina would be the following. What if the following happened? What if, we'll go back to Ruby. Thank you, Ruby, for being alone on this island. What if you're actually alone and there's no one around? So you may know this famous discussion. If no one's around and you come home at night and it's 3 o'clock in the morning and no one's around, then you're the only person and you didn't light menorah on Hanukkah. What do you do? All right? So the Mishnah Berurah even says you got to wake someone up. You have to find someone. Right, it sounds pretty crazy. You know, you're waking people up in the middle of the night. Well, what if no one's around? You're on an island, you're on a beach, and there's no one around. Do you say al hanisim in benching? In davening? Is there a presume nisa with no one around? A third possible nafkamina, this is a little interesting, is nashim. The chiyuv of women to say al hanisim. You see, there's a very famous tshuva of Rabbi Kiva Eger that wants to know, what if a woman forgot yalla v'yavel on yantif? It's the first tshuva, the very, very first tshuva of Rabbi Kiva Eger in the shayos of tshuvas of Rabbi Kiva Eger. So Rabbi Kiva Eger says something quite surprising. He says, women do not need to go back and repeat benching because women are only chayav in the losases of Shabbos, of Yantif. The ase of Oneg Yantif, says Rav Akiva Eger, that's not an obligation on a woman, that's a mitzvah shezman grama. And they don't need to go back if they forgot Yalla V'yava. That's Rav Akiva Eger's shita on the very first tshuva of Tshuvas Rav Akiva Eger. So I'm just wondering, if a woman forgot, or I should say better, if a woman, for whatever reason, couldn't say Al Anisim on Hanukkah, how bad would that be? So I would suggest that if it's Persume Nisa, we know the Gemara says that women in Persume Nisa, there's no leniencies. Women are totally obligated like men. Af hin hayu b'osa anes. Women and men are equal in Persume Nisa. But when it comes to Hoda'ah, perhaps that's rooted in the assays of Yantif, and therefore women would not be obligated. Okay. Now, look at this amazing Lavush. The Lavush says the following. The Lavush asks a question which has been asked over the centuries. His question is, why don't we say a reference to Al Hanisim in Me'ein Shalosh, in Al Hamichya? Right? Do you ever think of that question? Like, why we mention Ritzei? We mention, Vizachreinu, we reference Yantif. Why don't we reference Hanukkah? Why isn't there any Al Hanisim? So look at the Lavush. Lavush says, the Al Hanisim, look where it's bolded, the Al Hanisim hoda'ahi, uvibracha zu ein lahem makol na'azkira, shari ein omrin balashon hoda'ah. Okay, so the Lavush says, if you understand that Al Hanisim is fundamentally Hoda'ah, well, there's no place for Hoda'ah, extensive Hoda'ah. We don't say no delacha. And therefore, says the Lavush, there's no makom, there's no place to say no da. And to add Al Hanisim in Berchas Me'ein Shalosh. That's the Lavush's approach. The Rav tweaked it a bit, where he said, Me'ein Shalosh is meant to be a very bekitzer, very, very shortened version of benching. We say things that are very, very quickly and short, and very short in a very terse way. Says the Rav, says our Soloveitchik, that by definition, once you say v'noda l'cha l'aras v'alamichya, you've been mekayem hoda'a. There's no makom of arichas on hoda'a. We just say things in the shortest possible manner, said the Rav. And therefore, alanisim, which is a hosafa to the hoda'a, does not get mentioned in the bracha of alhamichya. That's the Levush's approach. There are other approaches, but I think this highlights what we're saying, which is according to the approach of Rashi and maybe the Mordechai and the Beis Yosef, which may be fundamentally what Rava said in the name of Rav Huna, the idea of Al Hanisin is to say Hoda'a. And if it's Hoda'a, there's no room for Hoda'a or extra Hoda'a in Al Hamichya. I can't not mention the following approach, which is said over. I've heard this many times from my father, Shlita, and it's said over, I think he heard from the Rav, who said it over in the name of his Zayde, Reb Chaim. It's an unbelievable pshat, not really to do with our sugya, but I'll just mention it quickly because it needs to be recited. And that is what Reb Chaim said, why don't we say Al-Nisim Berchos Mein Shalosh? Berchos Mein Shalosh is a bracha of brachos. It's the bracha that gets me'ain shalosh. It shortens the three major brachos of benching. Therefore, only brachos make it to me'ain shalosh. It's me'ain the three brachos. And only those things that are brachos make the cut and are said in me'ain gimel brachos. And therefore, said the Rav, in the name of Reb Chaim, Al Hanisin is not a bracha, and if it's not a bracha, is not mentioned in benching, in Berchas Mein Shalosh. So you'll ask, well, 1 second, we say, Uritzevach Litzeinu. We say v'zachreinu, we reference Yalaviyava, we reference Ritzei in Me'in Shalosh. That's not a bracha. Listen to this unbelievable chiddush of Reb Chaim. Reb Chaim asked the following question. Did you ever notice that in benching we say Yalaviyava and we say Ritzei before Uvnei Yerushalayim? However, when it comes to Me'ein Shalosh, where do we say Yalav Yavo? Where is Yalav Yavo recited? We say Yalav Yavo v'zachreinu after Uvnei Yerushalayim. Before we say Ki Ata Hashem Tov Meitiv Lakol, after Uvnei Yerushalayim. Why the difference? Why should it be different? How does that make sense? Said Reb Chaim, an unbelievable thing. You know why we say Ritzei? You know why we say Yalav Yavo and Me'ein Shalosh? Because in fact, it is a bracha. You only recite Me'ein brachos. When do you recite Ritzei as a bracha, as an independent bracha? The answer is if you forget Ritzei and benching, the din in Shulchan Aruch is, if you remember after Bonei Yerushalayim, look at every Aretz Kol Siddur, remember that Aretz Kol Siddur. Look in the back of every Aretz Kol Siddur, right after benching, it lists a number of brachos that you can say if you forgot something in benching. If you forgot Ritzei, and you remember after Bonei Yerushalayim, Amen, you say Baruch Atah Hashem, and you say an entire bracha, which is based on the Gemara and Maseches Brachos. If you forgot Yalav Yavo after Bonei Yerushalayim, there's a whole Baruch Atah Hashem, Elokeinu Melech HaOlam. The only time Yalav Yavo and Ritzei is a bracha b'fnei atzma, is dafka when you forgot it and you remembered after Uvnei Yerushalayim, Bonei Yerushalayim, Amen. And because it's a bracha b'fnei atzma, therefore it makes the cut and it's recited in Me'ein Shalosh. And where is it recited? After Uvnei Yerushalayim. Not like in the regular Berachas HaMazon, when we recite Yalav Yavo and would say in the middle and before you say Uvnei Yerushalayim, but like the anomaly, when you forgot would say, when you forgot Yalav Yavo, and you said Boni Yerushalayim, you then say a bracha b'fnei atzma, that's where you recite it in Berachos Mein Shalosh. Beautiful pshat from Reb Chaim. Al Hanisim is never a bracha b'fnei atzma, and therefore does not make the cut into Berachos Me'ein Gimel Brachos. That's the pshat from Reb Chaim. Okay. Now, so far we've explained two basic ways in our understanding of Al Hanisim. Is it a bracha of Pirsume Nisa, or is it a bracha of Hoda'a? And we thought it was a machlokas between Rashi and Tosos. Perhaps there's a third way to explain Birchas, or I should say Al Hanisim. And that is the following. If you look back in the Gemara, we saw that Rav Huna says, you say Al Hanisim in Bonei Yerushalayim. Rav Huna wanted to say Al Hanisim in Bonei Yerushalayim. What's that about? Why would he do that? Why would he want to say Al Hanisim in Bonei Yerushalayim? That seems strange, an odd place for Al Hanisim, right? That's hard to understand. Well, I'll make another point, which is Rav Huna Bar Yehuda seems to say that it was an obligation, as opposed to Rava, who said, Eino Maskir, the Imba Lahaskir, Maskir Bahuda. Rav Huna himself, Rav Huna Bar Yehuda, almost implies that it's an obligation. So what is this about? Perhaps the point that points to is that, according to Rav Huna, the idea of Al Hanisim is neither Hoda'a, neither Pirsume Nisa, but rather a third category that I referenced earlier, based on the Gemara in Maseches Brachos, which you have in front of you. The Gemara says in Maseches Brachos, where it's bolded, Baruch Hashem Yom Yom, V'chi B'yom Mevarchin Oso, V'laylei Mevarchin Oso, but do you not bless Hashem at night? El Alom R'lecha, Kol Yom V'yom, Tein Lo Me'ein Brachosa. This is to teach that every day that you celebrate needs a little bit of a bracha, Me'ein Brachosa, as Rashi explains, Kol Yom V'yom, B'Shabbos Me'ein Shabbos, B'yontif Me'ein Yontif. If you're celebrating Shabbos, you're celebrating Yontif, you should mention as a bracha, Me'ein Oso Yom, you should mention Shabbos and Yontif in your tefillah and in your bracha. That's known in our lexicon as Me'ein Hama'ura, right? To say a bracha, Me'ein the day that you're celebrating. Here, the Tosefta, which is the Tosefta in Brachos, which you have in front of you, says, Kol she'en bo musaf kegon chanukah u'purim b'shachris u'v'mincha b'spala shmona esrei ve'omer me'ein ha'me'ura im lo omar machzir noso. Says the Tosafta that every day, including Chanukah and Purim, you say me'ein ha'me'ura. This seems to be a third approach to how we understand Al Hanisim. According to the Tosafta, it's a fulfillment of Baruch Hashem Yom Yom that we're required to mention in our tefillos, in our brachos, Me'ein Hama'ura. The Rosh says something even more interesting. As he quotes the Tosafta, Utanya B'Tosafta, right where my mouse is, Behedya Kol Yom She'im Bakar Musaf Kagom Chanuk U'Purim Be'arvis V'Shachris U'Mincha Mispal Yudches V'Omer Me'ein Hama'ura Be'Avoda. Notice the word which we didn't see earlier, which does exist in the Rosh, ba'avoda. It's said in avoda. Where is avoda? Which bracha is avoda? Avoda is a reference to ritzei in davening. Ba'avoda. Now, what does that sound like? Why would you say al hanisim in avoda? And the answer is l'shitaso, that according to the Tosafta, the idea of al hanisim is Me'ein Hama'ura is Baruch Hashem Yom Yom. Where is the location of Me'ena mu'ura. Well, we know that already. On Shabbos, on Yontif, we recite, would say, we recite Yalav Yavo in Avoda, in Ritzay of Davening. L'shitaso, according to the Tosefta, the Rosh explains you must recite Al HaNisim in Ritzay of Davening. It is Me'ein HaMu'ura. And in fact, the Beis Yosef, adding to this, says, let's look at this Beis Yosef. Right? That if you forget Al HaNisim, you don't go back. Why should it be that you don't go back? Fascinating point of the Beis Yosef, where he says it's not mina Torah. It's not mina Torah. You don't need to say me'ina mu'ura. It's not ma'ake. Once again, according to this third approach, me'ina mu'ura, it is necessary, but not ma'ake. Okay. Now, there's a lot more to discuss. Let's see if we could just focus on a couple of more points. Let's talk about, as we close up and wrap up, the chiyuv of Al HaNisim and benching as it relates to the chiyuv Su'uda. You see, we never really talked about a chiyuv Su'uda on Chanukah. Is there a chiyuv Su'uda on Chanukah? Is there an obligation to eat a Su'uda on Chanukah? It would appear simply from the Pashup Pshat that there isn't. Without going into all the marmakomos, the simple Pshat there isn't. However, the Bach disagrees. The Bach says there's a chiyuv Su'uda on Chanukah. There's a chiyuv Su'uda on Chanukah. Okay, now it doesn't say you have to have latkes and jelly donuts. Yeah, that would be dangerous if every day you had all of that. But according to the Bach, there's a chiyuv Su'uda on Chanukah. That's what the Bach holds. Now, if there's a chiyuv Su'uda on Chanukah, then perhaps when one looks at the chiyuv Al HaNisim, one must say Al HaNisim. If there's a chiyuv Su'uda, you must recite Al HaNisim. Because if there's an obligation to eat, the Gemara says in Brachos, you have to say the Ritzei or Yalav Yavo, that it's connected to it. In fact, if you look at Rabbeinu Yonas HaMilonil, he says this quite explicitly, that there's an inyan of a Su'uda on Chanukah. That is the opinion of the Rebbe Milonil. So, to summarize, what we've seen here is three major approaches to Al HaNisim. Is Al HaNisim a prayer of thanksgiving? Seems to be a subject of debate. It may be a machlokas in the Gemara itself. It seems to be a machlokas between Rashi and Tosos. Tosos seems to say it's a tefillah which is not about Hodah, it's about Pursuming Nisa. Rashi seems to say it's fundamentally Hodah. The third approach, which we saw based on the Tosafta, is that it's a kiyum of me'ein hamu'ura. It's about Baruch Hashem Yom Yom. Just like we say Yalav Yavo and Ritzei, we say Al HaNisim. That's a quick synopsis of what is Al HaNisim about on this day, on this weekend of Thanksgiving. As we approach Meretz Hashem next week, the holiday of Thanksgiving, may we all be zocha to continue to say thank you to Hashem for all the brachos that we've received and continue to receive. Thank you for joining. Thank you for listening. It's been a pleasure learning with you this Sunday, and I hope you have an enjoyable day.